Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means...
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from...
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn...
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip, why did the messengers of Allah from the past come to us, and how is it related to our ubudiyah, our servitude, our worship, and our obedience to Allah? So, dear listeners, we are talking about why the messengers of Allah from the past came to the people of the earth and how it is related to our ubudiyah. Now, of course, when we look into the reason why the previous prophets and the previous messengers came to humanity and why they brought books, of course, this is in order to give us guidance and help us reach the true eternal life as well as perfecting our material life here on this earth. Now, this is why the Almighty Allah sent these divine messengers, so that we were able to be guided and so that humanity would be able to find the true path towards perfection, and of course, so that humanity would be able to attain the perfect status of ubudiyah. For surely the ultimate purpose of any creation of the Almighty Allah is to attain a perfect level of ubudiyah, a perfect level of servitude, worship, and obedience to the Almighty Allah. Now, of course, that ubudiyah and that obedience and that servitude and that worship comes by means of all of our actions. So yes, the five daily prayers or the du'as and the supplications that we do, or the different adhkar, the different things that we repeat or that are said in order for us to remain in the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. These are all things that are, perhaps can be said are milestones for us to be able to reach a position where all of our actions and all of the time we are in a constant form of ubudiyah, of service, of obedience, and of worship to the Almighty Allah. And so this was the purpose of divine messengers, of divine prophets, of these awliya of Allah, these people who were the near ones to the Almighty Allah, the divinely appointed imams, of course. This was the purpose, was to be able to help people attain this perfect ubudiyah of the Almighty Allah. And so that perfect ubudiyah, of course, the consequences or the perhaps the precursor to that or included amongst all this is this idea that the worldly material realm is of benefit to a human being and that the hereafter is also created for a human being via this ubudiyah. And so as compared to the other religions of the past, Islam is a religion which encompasses both the world and the hereafter. And thus we find that it is the attainment of this kind of all-encompassing ubudiyah, which is what the messengers and the prophets and the imams were sent for.
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
servitude of Allah and the words of the late Ayatollah Behjat.
باید بدانیم مطلب یکیه فقط او چیه بندگی خدا بندگی خدا در طاعت خداست طاعت خدا در ترک معصیت خداست هم در اعتقاد هم در عمل.
We must all know that there is only one issue that we must be concerned with, and that is servitude of Allah. Servitude of Allah is manifested in obedience to Allah. Obedience to Allah is manifested in abstaining from the things Allah has made unlawful, both with respect to our actions and beliefs. We must have nothing but obedience to Allah, or any kind of knowledge or thought which causes us to obey Him, or anything which obedience to Allah produces, meaning the things which bring His satisfaction. It is quite clear that obedience brings nothing but obedience, and obedience comes from nothing but obedience. Therefore, we must beware of being negligent even for a moment, because at that very moment, the wolves will have devoured us. If one is negligent even for a moment, he is, in fact, providing the means for the devils of jinn and man to have influence on him at that very moment. That is why we should ask Allah to keep us safe from all the blights and calamities every single moment, whether they are spiritual or material, inwardly or outwardly, or whether they pertain to this world or the hereafter. This is so we do not become deprived of our prosperity in the hereafter. So that on the last day of our lives, we do not feel regret for our whole life. I have never heard or seen such a thing from anyone except the cursed Amr ibn al-As, who did not act according to this instruction and did not follow this path and even acted against it, made so much corruption on earth, twisted the true path, and poisoned and tainted the fountainhead, which mankind will suffer its consequences till the end, unless it is compensated by the arrival of the Imam of the time, the absolute vicegerent of Allah on earth. In any case, I have never heard from anyone except Amr ibn al-As that during the very last moment of his life, he bit his finger while feeling deep regret for his past actions and then died. He said, "If I was content with my life in this world, I would not bring myself and mankind so many calamities which will persist until the Day of Judgment. May Allah save us, lest we do something which makes us regretful in the end, something which causes us to leave this world empty-handed, or something which makes us negligent of the primary goal to which all of the prophets and vicegerents invite us, just for a momentary happiness. That is why it is said to you, either be happy today or be happy forever. But if you want happiness today, it will not last. And as the narration says, heaven is encompassed by hardships and hell is encompassed by lusts."
امروز شما خوشحال باشید یا تا ابد خوشحال باشید اما امروز یه مقدار حفت الجنت و بالمکاره و حفت النار و بالشهوا یا الله یا الله یا الله
یا الله یا منان حقق امان IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
رجائي بالرضا والخير أنير طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير
يا الله يا رحمن حقق أمانينا وفقنا في كل آن في مساينا.
So So welcome back to your listeners. Now in continuation to what we were speaking about, which was, of course, what were the divine messengers and the divine prophets of the past sent for, and how it is related, of course, to our ubudiyah, our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. And so, as we had said in the previous segment, we had said that the divine messengers and the divine prophets and the divine imams, they were all sent in order to help humanity attain a perfect form of ubudiyah. And of course, we had said that this perfect form of ubudiyah is the ultimate purpose of all of creation. And of course, the purpose of creation is ubudiyah. Now, what's really interesting here is that this ubudiyah, this service, this worship, this obedience to the Almighty Allah was of no direct benefit to these messengers or these prophets or these, you know, divinely appointed imams. And this in it of itself shows a very beautiful aspect of the self-sacrifice and the altruism of these divinely appointed leaders. I mean, truly, how, you know, big of a human being are you that you are willing to, you know, give everything and sacrifice everything for the sake of Allah in order to help people reach the Almighty Allah? Now, of course, you know, we believe that without these intermediaries, without these wasila, we would not be able to attain this pure and this perfect form of ubudiyah. It's just not possible. You know, we will never be able to attain the knowledge and the wisdom that is necessary for an individual to attain a perfect form of ubudiyah. The only manner in which a human being can attain a perfect form of ubudiyah, a pure and complete form of ubudiyah, is when and only when the Almighty Allah, right, who is the one that is being obeyed and he is being worshipped and he is being served, only he can tell us what is the pure and the most perfect form of ubudiyah. And so in order to teach us what that perfect form of ubudiyah is, he sent out of his mercy and his kindness and his compassion and his wisdom, it is the Almighty Allah who sent these divine messengers and prophets and imams in order to help us, you know, attain this pure and perfect form of ubudiyah, this service and this obedience and this worship to the Almighty Allah. And so, unfortunately, we find that it is our flaws, it is our errors, it is our selfishness, it is our greed, or it is our lust for worldly things that has prevented us and has become obstacles in order for us to attain that perfect form of ubudiyah. And interestingly, these divinely appointed messengers and prophets and imams also taught us what these potential obstacles are and how to overcome them. And so this, dear brothers and sisters, is what the messengers and the prophets and the imams were sent for, and this is how it is related to our ubudiyah, our service, our worship, and our obedience to Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. أحتمي بي
يوم